Hi! New episode format coming at you today. Full transparency, it's because I could not get my shit together to write and record a regular episode and did not give my sweet, sweet engineer Daniel enough time to edit what would normally be a regular episode. So thank you for sticking with me. This is going to be an interesting episode where I'm trying out a new format that I may take on in the future. My name is Arielle Nissenblatt, and you are tuned in to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast from Earbuds Podcast Collective. On this podcast, we give you 5 podcast recommendations according to a theme, each week curated by a different person, and anyone can curate a list. And then later in the show, we play an interview that I've recorded with somebody doing something cool in the podcast space. What I'm thinking of doing from now on is focusing the episodes around that interview rather than the podcast recommendations. Of course, we will still give you those podcast recommendations, the spotlight, and any other podcast tidbits that we've got for you. But I think that the interviews might be more interesting, but also would love to hear from you listeners. So please let me know. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at Ari This and That, A-R-I This and That, or anywhere on social media. Just search my name on Google and you'll find me, Arielle Nissenblatt. So with that, like I said, we're going to dive into today's interview with Lauren Pacell, who is a big podcast lover. She's been working in the space for a while. She started at a book publisher company and realized that authors needed to get on podcasts more often. So she started a business surrounding that called Tink Media. And that business has evolved to being more than just getting authors on podcasts, but doing podcast PR and marketing for podcasts. In addition to that, she listens to a lot of hours of podcasts a week, and she has a newsletter called Podcast the Newsletter. It's really a love letter to podcasts. It is filled with beautiful information about podcasts that she's listened to and loved. If you love podcasts, you're definitely going to love this newsletter because she recommends podcasts that are kind of outside the norm. Yes, there are the big podcasts thrown in there, but smaller ones that are beautifully produced that you probably haven't heard of. So this interview with Lauren is an exploration as to what she's up to, what she likes listening to. And then after my interview with Lauren, I'll tell you about this week's podcast recommendations. And that'll be this episode. And again, would love to hear from you what you think of this format. Yes, it's a little bit on the spot and I didn't think too much about it, but also did not want to give Daniel work at the last hour. So this episode might not be as beautifully produced as it normally is, but thank you for sticking with me. Let's get into my interview with Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Arielle?
I'm pretty good. I'm excited to talk to you about everything that you do in the podcast space. Let's start off with what got you pumped about the podcast space.
I think I got into it because I was injured and I was on crutches and I'm a big reader. And I couldn't like walk around, like I needed something to listen to while I was walking around. And I don't like audiobooks. I like to read physical books. So I started listening to The Champs with Moshe Kasher and Neil Brennan. That was the first podcast I think I really started listening to. And then I just, you know, started discovering more and more. And I just loved, I think, to be quite honest, there's so many reasons I love podcasts. But one of them reasons that's way up there is that I can do anything. I'm very like all over the place and I can listen to anything while I'm doing all the other things that I'm doing. But also I just think that I think it is so cool that I can sit down to dinner with my husband at night and say, oh my gosh, what worlds did you explore today? This is all the places that I went and these are all the things I learned. So that's kind of what kept me going.
I completely agree with you on that. I think for me, I'm a slow reader. So I can consume way more content through my ears than I could through reading. So yeah, at the end of the day, I've explored 10 worlds rather than like read a sentence of a book that is interesting to me, but I can't sit down and read it.
Yeah, I'm just so old school book. I used to work in book publishing. I'm very old school about how I want my books and I want my books paperback. But there is a book that I'm asking you to read called The Indifferent Stars Above. So are you going to listen to it?
No. So here's the thing. I listened to you, Lauren, on an episode of Lizard People more than a year ago. Do you remember this interview that you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember this.
And you were talking about, so Lizard People, can you give us a quick, what is Lizard People?
I mean, it's like a comedy podcast, but it's the guest brings on like a conspiracy theory and tries to argue in favor of their conspiracy theory. And mine was that the Donner Party was like not that starving. Like they ate each other kind of like unnecessarily. And I stand behind this. I'm positive, and I'm dying for you to read this book because I want you to agree with me.
This just shows me how much of a podcast influencer you are because I ordered the book right away. I love disaster history. I mean, for better or for worse, I'm very into like Columbine, 9/11, and into, not in a distasteful way, just like it freaks me out and I want to know more, you know? And this, The Donner Party, I didn't know much about it before. And then I ordered the book and I started reading it. I think I'm on page 50, but I literally haven't touched it for a year. It has also been on my bed for the past 3 weeks with the intention of opening up at night, but I just go on TikTok instead. It's a problem.
I know it is a problem. No, TikTok is the thing that I didn't never understood internet or social media addiction until I downloaded TikTok. Like,
it's a lot.
Then I was like, oh, this is that gross feeling you get when you just spent 2 hours. Like, TikTok is insane. But it is not better than The Indifferent Stars Above, which is about the Donner Party. It is not, I guarantee you, it's not, TikTok is not as good.
I know. I got a sense of that from the first 50 pages. And I think the reason you want me to read this book is that we can eventually start a podcast called The Donner Party Download, playing off of The Dinner Party Download, which is a podcast that existed for a while about like dinner party etiquette and also like fun stories you can bring to the table. But yeah, I think that would be super fun. We could go through the book and talk about all the things that happen in it and then bring people on. It could be great.
I want it so bad. I'm dying for you to, how can I trick you into reading more? I'll like bribe you somehow. I don't know. We're working on it.
I'll get there.
50 pages is a good start.
I'll get there. So speaking of books, you started Tink Media sort of from your experience in the book space. Is that right?
Yes. I was at Little Brown, a publishing house, and I loved podcasts. And I think at the time I had a podcast called Podcast Podcast with my best friend, Eric, and it was about podcasts. It was like a clip show. We like shared clips with each other. We said, hey, Eric, listen to this one. You're going to love this, you know? And the funny thing is, I hope this isn't too in the weeds, but I remember the moment where I decided, I actually was like, I love, like, podcast moments need to be talked about. Like, there was, I remember the clip. It was, what's the, I always get, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me and Ask Me Another. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Ophira, right? Ophira Eisenberg? Yes.
No, the opposite. Ask Me Another is Ophira. I also mix them up.
Ask Me Another, and they were playing a game show with where the panelists were answering questions about the weirdest show finale episodes ever on television, like the last episode in the thing. And someone made a comment about Roseanne and said that they weren't allowed to watch Roseanne because it was just so middle class. And I know that doesn't sound like a crazy thing, but he said that live of a studio on a podcast. And I thought, this is, I want to talk to people about this. This is weird that this just happened, and listening to how people responded and how Ophira responded. And I was like, we need a way to talk about podcasts. And that is why I started. So sorry, that was a long-winded way. But so back to the book publishing place, they knew I love podcasts. So they would say, hey, Lauren, can you get David Sedaris on some podcasts? Like the PR department. It wasn't my job, but I was helping them anyway. And they always say you should, you know, make your job what you were doing anyway. So I briefly left to go work for a podcast company, and then I launched Tink, which was the initial idea was to just help authors get on their podcast to talk about their books. But I really think I listened to what people wanted, and I started hearing from podcasters about what they wanted. And so the company has really kind of shifted away from working with authors and more with podcasters on just straight up marketing and PR, which is something that I realize along with you that not a lot of people are doing. Like a lot of people need help in that area. So that's why I'm here.
Yeah. A lot of people need help in that area. I think people love the idea. I can just start a podcast and maybe it'll rise up because it's good content, which to a certain extent can happen. But for the most part, you need a little help. And
I got too excited. Go ahead.
Oh no, go ahead. You.
I'm a terrible podcast guest, but I'm too excited because this is just reminding me of the podcast discoverability problem. And will you explain your theory. You and Jalaika, I like try to quote you guys all the time and I always credit you, but I feel like I'm not doing it right. Can you give your explanation on that?
Because
I
think it's genius. My little spiel on this.
Yes.
Is
everyone,
that
get out your pencils and pens and write this down.
I don't think there's a podcast discoverability problem. I think there's an audience discoverability problem. I think a lot of people start podcasts with the idea that there will be an audience in mind, but I think the first thing you need to do when you have an idea is find out who is actually going to listen to it. And that's it. That's the golden rule, I think, is who are you making this for? And if you have an actual group for who you're making it for, then you're going to be fine.
Right. It's such a crucial, like simple, but crucial question. Like it's so simple, but it's magic if you really think about that. And then think about your audience while you're the whole way through. Don't ever stop thinking about them. Think about them when you're writing your copy and when you're recording. Sorry, I don't have a podcast, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know that there would be a huge audience for the Donner Party download.
Oh yeah, we've already tested it on Twitter. Yeah. People are interested. And so we've done a little bit of research. We know, first of all, people love disaster. People are obsessed with the Donner Party. I think we're good to go.
People love cannibalism. And sorry, I'm not trying to like turn this into the Donner Party episode, but like the best part of the story is not necessarily the cannibalism. It's just their journey was so incredible, you know?
And that they got tricked.
Yes. And all the women the whole time were like, you guys, we shouldn't do this. And no one was listening to the women. It's a feminist text, a disaster text. You take out the cannibalism and it's still a page turner. Okay. Sorry. That's the last. I'm not moving on. We'll talk about.
No, it's great. I love to hear about what you are obsessed with reading because you're also a big tastemaker in the podcast space. Tell us a bit about Podcast the Newsletter.
Oh, man. Well, I started Podcast the Newsletter after I stopped podcast. And I was like, this energy has to go somewhere. And I really only thought that my mom and my best friends would read it. And they do not read it, as it turns out. But podcast people read it. And so it's basically like an interview. I like to interview a listener about how they listen, like how do they discover, what speed do they listen to, all that stuff. When do they listen? When do they fit into their day? Then I interview like someone in the space about what they're working on, just about their show. Then I have a bunch of recommendations. It's usually like 20, or as many as I can fit in. But it's just, I mean, if you like me, you'll like the newsletter. If you do not like me, you will not like the newsletter. It is really like my heart in my,
yes.
I'm not giving you tech news. I'm not giving you up. You're just getting basically love. It's a love letter to podcasts.
Yeah. It's all of the podcasts, as many as you can fit that you've listened to that week. Cause you listen to a lot of podcasts every week.
Yeah, I do.
How many hours would you say you listen to?
A week. I mean, maybe like 30.
Okay. I was expecting 50 for some reason.
But I listen at 3.0 speed sometimes.
Three?
It's hard sometimes when I'm scanning for stuff.
I'm at
'cause for work, one of my jobs, I have to listen to a high volume of things. So I scan, do a lot of scanning, which hurts my brain. But then I go back, like, you know, when I want to listen to things for myself, I'll slow it down.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. Well, speaking of podcasts, the newsletter, and all of the things that you listen to, give us one recommendation, what we must listen to this week.
Okay. Well, I feel like I'm being unoriginal saying this, but go listen to the first episode of Atcast by Jamie Loftus.
Most people probably have not heard of this. While Jamie Loftus is great and has some name recognition, I think she really has name recognition in the daily zeitgeist sphere, but not so much beyond that. So recommend away.
Because I'm in a bubble of myself where I think everyone knows about. Okay, so Jamie Loftus is my favorite comedian, but she's also done some very interesting podcast projects. She does the Bechdel cast with Caitlin Durante, which is a great podcast that takes films through Alison Bechdel's test. But also my favorite thing she's ever done so far, this new project might beat it out, but My Year in Mensa is her very short, perfect story of her joining Mensa and going to their convention and like getting all these death threats and stuff. It's actually very raw, but smart and funny. And then she's on the Daily Zeitgeist all the time. So I'm obsessed with her. And her new project is She reread all of the Kathy comics, which, by the way, was from like, I don't know, 35 years or something of Kathy comics. This woman did this every day. And I think it's just a lot. Jamie has a lot to say about what Kathy really represented. We all roll our eyes at Kathy, but she actually had a lot to say and says a lot about women of the time and women today. So go look up ACKCAST, and that's AACK. So very top of the alphabet, easy to find. You'll thank me later.
That was really smart of her.
Super smart.
Wow. Okay, Lauren, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today and for sharing your podcast recommendations. We'll link to everything, all the things that you do, all the podcasts that you recommended in the show notes. Anything you want to say before we close out?
No, I want to keep on talking to you because I love you and I love podcasts. But thank you for having me. And actually, I'll probably talk to you later.
Big thank you to Lauren Pacell for joining me in the virtual earbud studio powered by Squadcast. If you're interested in Squadcast, which full disclosure, I am the community manager for, you can go to squadcast.fm. It's a remote content production platform that makes it super easy to record interviews remotely, video and audio. And if you want a code to use it for an extended free trial period, just get in touch. Okay, so let's talk about this week's podcast picks. Usually, of course, we do this at the top of the show, but I am switching it up, like I said, and one of the pieces of advice that I give to podcasters when I do consultations is to be extremely transparent and to over-communicate. So I want to over-communicate to you listeners that this is a different way of doing the show, and I would love to hear from you as to if it works, you know? So I think that the really high value part of feedback with earbuds is the interview that I do, like the one I just did with Lauren. But I definitely want to have this podcast be a reflection of the newsletter that goes out every Sunday night, Earbuds Podcast Collective. And with that, I definitely want to leave a section in this show for our podcast recommendations. So this week's theme comes to us from Mallory Jacobson. And she calls it Best Movie Podcasts, which if you go back in our archive, of course, over the years, this is a pretty popular topic. But I always think it's important, even if we've had topics of a similar nature, to go back because there are new podcasts coming out all the time. So Mallory chose this theme, and here's why. She writes, I am a huge movie nerd, so much so that I have a degree in it. After binging almost every movie-related podcast I could get my hands on, I decided to start my own. I'm very jazzed to share some of my faves. So thank you, Mallory Jacobson, for sharing, and let's dive into the podcast that you picked for this week's theme. The first one is Movie Lovers, and that one is Mallory's podcast. The episode is called E.T. the Extraterrestrial, from 1982, of course. Here's what Mallory says about this episode. Grab your bike and red hoodie. It's time to talk about E.T., kick off your movie lover's experience, and join hosts Mally and Jonah as they discuss the timeless John Williams score, Spielberg's impeccable vision, and what E.T.'s fingers remind Jonah of. The next episode comes to us from the podcast The Rewatchables and is called Sleeping with the Enemy with Bill Simmons and Van Lathan. Here's what Mallory says about this episode. The Ringers Bill Simmons and Van Lathan set sail off the coast of Cape Cod in order to find a missing 1991 movie called Sleeping with the Enemy, starring Julia Roberts. Next up is a podcast called Wizard and the Bruiser, and the episode is called The Never-Ending Story. This episode explores the story behind The Never-Ending Story. Pretty easy and to the point. The next episode comes from Happily Ever Aftermath, and it's called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women, 2017, with Mallory from Movie Lovers. So Mallory was a guest on this podcast. In this episode, host Diana talks to movie lover, podcaster, and our curator, Mallory, to discuss the film Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. She shares how this film became part of her and her partner's celebration of their lifestyle. Must know more about that. Definitely going to be checking that one out. And the last episode of this week's theme comes to us from the podcast Shat the Movies, Rewinding the 80s and 90s. I really love the cover art of this one, so definitely make sure to check it out by going to our website. The title of the episode from Shat the Movies is Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. We all remember Christina Applegate as the ditzy Kelly Bundy from TV's Married with Children, but people often forget she did 90s movies too. Those are the podcasts that Mallory chose as part of this week's theme. Best Movie Podcasts. We love checking out the Best Movie Podcasts, so thank you so much to Mallory. Of course, in addition to our weekly podcast picks from a guest curator, we offer a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter that has nothing to do with the above theme because we want to appeal to everybody. And usually we make it so that the podcast at the bottom of the newsletter in the spotlight pick has nothing to do with the above, because if you don't have any interest in that week's theme, we still want to be able to give you some fresh content. This week's podcast spotlight is on Monstrous Agonies. And here's the description. This is a horror slash comedy podcast framed as the advice segment of a late night radio show. It's a unique blend of cozy creepiness, gentle advice, and a wicked sense of humor. Some of the letters function as metaphors to talk about real world issues like mental illness and marginalization. This week's podcast spotlight comes to us from Imriel Morgan. So thank you to Imriel. And that's just a reminder, folks, that if you want your podcast spotlight or you want to spotlight another podcast that you love, you can just get in touch with us by going to earbudspodcastcollective.org or emailing us at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you about that and about anything else. If you don't know already, I'm going to tell you one more time that all of the above is available to you in a weekly newsletter that's called Earbuds Podcast Collective, and I've been running it since 2017. We have over 200 lists out there for you to check out on themes running the gamut from game theory and New York sports all the way to murder, mystery, and history. Really anything that you can dream of, we've probably curated a list on it. And if we haven't, we'd love for you to curate a list. Anyone can curate a list. That'll do it for this week's episode of Feedback with Earbuds. Thank you so much for tuning in. And again, thank you for rolling with the punches with this new format. Hopefully we'll be back to normal next week when it comes to production style. So you'll get all those nice fades and all the normalization and de-essing and all that. I don't know how to do absolutely everything that Daniel knows how, but we will probably stick with this fun new format of having the interview up front. So again, thanks for letting me experiment. I think that's the beauty of podcasts, is that there are no hard and fast rules. And I'm grateful for this space to be able to test these things out and for my willing listeners to let me know what you like and what you don't like and how you prefer to consume the Earbuds Podcast Collective content. Thank you, as always, to Maya Rubin, who helps write my scripts, and to Abby Kleonsky, who edits our newsletter. And, of course, my everlasting gratitude to Daniel Turek, who usually edits the podcast. Really appreciate you, Daniel. You can find his work at robotslap.com. Really recommend checking out what he's up to. And that's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more from Earbuds Podcast Collective. Until then, you can find us all over social media by searching for Earbuds Podcast Collective. You can find me all over social media. I actually went viral this week, I'm excited to report. I had a great shower tweet thought, and I tweeted it. And currently, I am climbing over 105,000 likes and so many retweets. And the tweet was that I think we should make a podcast where adults try to explain what their grown children do for a living, because pretty much every time I go home, my dad asks me how the iPods are doing, or my grandpa wants to know if I've produced any true crime podcasts, and that's just not what I do. So I think that that's a message that really resonated with people. So there may be a new podcast coming from Earbuds Podcast Collective about parents and what they think their children do. So stay tuned for that. And I'll see you next week, everybody. Until then, stay safe and keep on listening.